Monday, October 31st, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Here we go again. More emails and another thing to sort out just days away from the election. Last Friday, before the latest revelation, if you call it that, Hillary was ahead in the betting market to win the election by 80-20. The FBI letter will serve to fire up Trump's base, and it may well discourage some voters that may have decided late for Clinton into not voting. It will impact the election outcome. The outcome of this election will impact markets. The markets have been building in a Clinton win. Pre-election data shows an economy that will stay on the current track enough for the Fed to increase interest rates in December, as is now well telegraphed. If Trump pulls this out, we may see a short market reaction, something like which followed Brexit. Both Trump's trade and immigration policies are extremely disruptive to the economy, and I expect that if he were elected, the GOP Congress will immediately exude assurances that they will mitigate what he has said that he will do. In recent commentary, I specifically and carefully used the word providence when discussing what had become Trump's best chance of winning. I've always believed that things happen if they are supposed to, and if Trump overcomes all the obstacles that he has put up in front of his chances, then only providence can explain that for me. What else is out there? What is coming this Friday? I think that what this will do is send more traders to the sidelines so as not to get clotheslined by the next insane twist and turn of this election. Everything is changing so fast, there is no 48-hour news cycle anymore, seeing it shrunk to about 2 hours. Just a few days from the election, the economic data coming from the government is actually pretty good, which typically favors the incumbent. 2 points to make on this is that Trump supporters will see this as evidence the election is rigged and that nothing changed much for those who feel they have not benefited from the economic improvement. One rich, savvy Wall Street investor made the statement after a sharp gain in the stock market that the pitchforks just got closer. That is partly what the populist movement in both the Sanders and Trump campaigns pulled their energy from. Anyway, the Commerce Department says that third quarter GDP grew 2.9%, twice second quarter growth. That keeps the Fed on track for a December rate hike. The markets are building that in. Part of the surge in growth was from exports, and soybeans were given some of the credit for strong exports. They also released inflation data showing an uptick in core inflation at 1.7%, which the bond market has taken as a sign that inflation is starting to come off a bottom. The huge sell-off from the July high in the bond market shows how extremely sensitive that it has become to incrementally tiny changes in short-term rates and inflation indicators. The more uncertain that the election outcome becomes, the more likely that traders will take risk off in many markets and go to the sidelines waiting out the result. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. OPEC met over the weekend with the results being another bust in finishing an agreement to reduce production by up to 2%, according to the Wall Street Journal. The disagreements remain over Iran and Iraq, who are intransigent over reducing their production when they're actually intending to further increase production. The Saudis started this gas war, and now their representatives are warning of dire consequences if they don't cut back. No surprise that others are not listening. The gas war has not cut production as the Saudis had expected. For example, our ethanol industry is thriving, running full capacity. One other caveat was a missile fired from Yemen toward Mecca last Thursday night, which the Saudis claimed to have intercepted and destroyed. Ironically, Mecca is protected by U.S. Patriot missile batteries. This is playing with fire. The missile fired by the Houthis is Russian, but they likely got it from Iran. On the grains, high yields help, but corn and wheat are not profitable at current prices, despite high yields, and soybeans are only marginally so. Basis levels have gotten ugly, diluting rallies, and farmers don't have local leverage. They make it worse when they sell into elevator schemes, which surrender ownership without getting paid. They undermine the market that they assume the risk from. The so-called safety net is not set to ensure any profit, and it is the bankers who will look at this with greater intensity. In recent years, bankers were covered by ARC and revenue insurance, and now they are not. That will force them to approach 2017 differently. Harvest is progressing, and there's nothing in the weather that should prevent a normal finish. We should get done here this week. Soybean planting progress in Brazil is well ahead of last year's pace, near 68% finished, with no material weather threat to stop them either. The accelerated pace of soybean planting should help them get their corn in, too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.